So, and you've already got lots of stuff going on with the head cold or whatever, you kind of don't want to add to that.
Yep, it's a lot of meat and veggies right now, just trying to make sure, and then, you know, fruit that's high in antioxidants. So that's what I'm trying to do, along with supplementation. So we wanted to talk about that real quick. We're actually almost to our destination, so we were trying to wrap up this first leg of our on-the-road podcast before we got there. So
yeah, we are recording this in the car. That's how dedicated we are.
Yeah.
We're actually recording with little lapel mics in our car on our way to the store. So
you're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out a special on-the-road episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are coming to you from sunny Maryland, Waldorf, Maryland, my hometown. We are visiting family for the holiday weekend, and it's Ella's first trip to see her extended family. So,
and it's her first ever, like, plane ride trip. She's taking car ride trips, but this was a whole different ball game.
Yeah, so we got a couple themes, health themes that center around that we're going to talk about this week. First off, we want to thank you guys for giving us those ratings and reviews in iTunes and on the Addicted to Fitness Facebook page. And we also got that little handy dandy other site that we want you guys to go to check out. It is
addictedtofitnesspodcast.com.
That's right.
We got our own website.
Yeah. We are still building out the content on there. So.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress,
Yeah,
guys.
It's still a work in progress, but we officially got the website up. And if you guys want to get a hold of us, I say the best place is, obviously, you can email or reach out to us on social media, but the Facebook page, the Addicted to Fitness Facebook page. Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page, because there is Addicted to Fitness. We already found that out. You guys put up some comments or some suggestions, send us a message there, because then we feature your guys your questions and comments on the podcast.
I mean, as far as listeners talk back, I know that Adrian specifically said that she basically lives vicariously through us. She's like, you guys are always trying new things. I live vicariously through you. So
yes.
Hey, if there's anything you want to try through us, let us know.
Yeah, she's pretty big on Twitter too, Adrian.
Yes.
Authentically Adrian, I believe
she's
it is,
awesome.
on Twitter. And very great, a great writer, actually a published writer. So we appreciate her being a ATF fan. So we also based on just to go off that, we told you guys this is going to be a travel episode, so we are up in Maryland now, but we had to take our first flight with Ella
the Bambina
yesterday. And honestly, I posted a little picture on Facebook, and it was kind of funny we were at Tampa International, and they actually commented on the Facebook picture.
Tampa International Airport.
So I had a picture of Ella strapped to my front in the carrier, and we were ready to go, and they said that was the cutest luggage they ever seen. So that was kind of cool. Like, and we always encourage you guys to reach out to us on Facebook. So to jump into the travel topic as related to health, we guys know that, unfortunately, when you travel, you're much more susceptible to catching some sort of cold or illness.
Yes, and for multiple reasons.
Yes, and I know one of the reasons I actually post about on the ET Tampa Instagram was dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a couple reports that I looked up recently talked about, and we've talked about this in a past podcast, that for like a cross-country trip or a 10-hour flight, you can lose up to a liter and a half of water for males and 2 liters of water for females.
That's insane.
For a 10-hour flight. You know, ours wasn't nearly that long, but
no.
We made sure we stocked up on the biggest waters we could find.
We both drank a liter of water while we were on that plane. And that's actually like the first time I've done that in a really long time, because usually I have to pee like every 5-10 minutes. But with a baby, I just don't care. Like, you just learn to hold it, and you just learn to like put them first. But we drank that liter of water each, and I feel like it helped. Like, I definitely felt less groggy and fuzzy and sort of worn down after getting off the plane.
Right. And another thing we did, which was, you know, I think it was important, especially with Ella, who is much more susceptible for catching something right now, and since she's in it. I mean, she's out of infant. She's not an infant anymore?
She's
infant?
A baby now. Well, baby? Yeah, she's a baby now. I think after...
Is that the technical phase that she's in? Baby
infant?
Phase?
Well, yeah. Is that how she's goes? A baby.
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not questioning. But, yeah, so she's a little bit more, you know, no, I shouldn't say a little bit more. Her immune system isn't quite up to our standards.
It's still building, yeah.
So once we got on the plane, we wiped everything down with, like, antibacterial lotion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All the armrest and the tray tables and the
we
the,
know
the bulkheads.
She likes to grab things.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's also just kind of a decent best practice for people that are not babies.
Yes.
That... just want to do a double check. I'm pretty sure that, like, part of the cleanup for, like, airplanes is that they wipe down things
with,
like, an antibacterial kind of...
Okay.
I'm not positive on that.
It should be.
We took Southwest Airlines, so who knows? Maybe we'll throw out the question to them on Twitter and see if they respond with an answer. But, yeah, we wiped everything down because, you know, I mean, people are coughing. It's not just people that are sick grabbing, you know, bits and pieces. The air has got things in it. It's settling on every surface you can see. I mean, it's just a good bet if you're really worried or if you're traveling with someone especially susceptible.
Yeah, especially and for somebody who likes to put everything in their mouth at this stage in their life. Yeah, so that.
Thank gosh for baby saliva actually like forms a coating and a barrier around the things that it gets on. So like when they put something in their mouth, the baby saliva actually serves as a sort of shield for germs. So I didn't know that until I read about it. Felt a little bit better.
Interesting. Well, that's good. And as you guys can probably hear by my voice, I don't have the sultry tones that I normally do.
Or maybe they're more sultry.
Oh, maybe they are. Maybe I got the deep voice.
Husky.
Yeah, husky voice. That's right. I'm fighting a head cold right now, so it was very important for me to do the things like stay hydrated and a couple things I'm really doing as far as like nutrition goes is I'm staying away from inflammatory foods, specifically sugar and dairy. You know, those things I'm trying to minimize, trying to eat food that's high in antioxidants and protein too to help me stay fuller longer. And so I've been doing a lot of that, a lot of avocados, you know, which is also healthy fats, but avocados, you know, different types of protein or, you know, fish, chicken, meat, whatever that may be. And then, but just, you know, staying away from any of the refined carbs or even the dairy, which I enjoy, you know, I'm staying away even from yogurt, you know, which I like. And, you know, it does have beneficial bacteria, but right now it might just be a little bit. You know, might hurt more than help. So
dairy does cause in most people a little bit excess mucus.
Yeah.
So, and you've already got lots of stuff going on with a head cold or whatever. You kind of don't want to add to that.
Yep. So a lot of meat and veggies right now. Just trying to make sure, and then you know, fruit that's high in antioxidants. So that's what I'm trying to do along with supplementation. So, we wanted to talk about that real quick. We're actually almost to our destination, so we were trying to wrap up this first leg of our on-the-road podcast before we got there. So
yeah, we are recording this in the car. That's how dedicated we are.
Yeah.
We're actually recording with little lapel mics in our car on our way to the store.
So if you were hearing any blinker noise like you do now or any any horns, that's probably because we're in the car. And I really hope this place is open because it looks like it's not.
It's Saturday.
I know.
It's almost, well, maybe they open at 9 or 10. I see someone going in over there.
Okay. I think Cole's on the other side. All right. Anyways, forgot we're on the podcast. Anyways. so we're doing, especially me, I'm trying to inundate myself with some herbs and some natural supplements too, along with some, I still believe in cold medication when necessary, like some decongestants and stuff. So I'm still trying to take that in conjunction with probiotics. Really trying to up my probiotic intake for the, you know, since I got my head cold to help stimulate the healthy bacteria. And then also we've got these Chinese, it's like a Chinese herbal supplement that I know you've been using, long as I've known you, I think.
Yeah, I've been using it since I was probably like 12.
No, how do you pronounce it?
Yin Chao,
okay. And I know this is something your mom turned you on to, is that right?
Yeah, so this is a Chinese herb, and I mean, to be quite frank, I don't even think it's like technically, it's not like an FDA, like it's not an FDA labeled mainstream kind of thing. It's a Chinese herb. It's an immune booster. So instead of being like a zinc or a calcium or whatever, it's actually the whole herb. So Chinese herbs are especially potent because they come in their holistic form. And they don't believe in extracting little tiny bits of a substance and using just that. They really do believe that all of the bits come together and help you and do the right things for your body. So that's a very, very stupid person's explanation of a Chinese herb. But yeah, so I've taken a number of different Chinese herbs over the course of my life. And this is one that I take as a preventative measure. And when one of us is starting to get sick, it's also something at the beginning and the end, maybe not like right during peak, because it can't do a whole lot as far as like preventing or like, you know, kicking out the peak of an illness. But it's just that little boost at the beginning and end that helps speed up the whole process and helps prevent you from getting sick.
Yes.
So I buy them in like bulk.
Yeah. So since I already have the head cold, it's kind of... I'm hoping that it contributes to helping my immune system kind of get back to it a little bit quicker. And I know there are some other ones that are preventive, like St. John's Wort, echinacea. There was one you got in your care of, right? Wasn't there something?
Oh, yeah. So I'm taking, in addition to like the probiotics as an immune booster, I'm also taking elderflower.
Elderflower, that was it.
Yeah, so it's like a elderflower liquid, and they also sell elderflower crystals. Like, you can buy them on Amazon.
Crystals.
And it's just like, I think it's like a distillation of
the elderflower, yeah, into a solid form. Gotcha.
Yeah, so I mean, I like elderflower in a liqueur myself.
Ooh.
Anybody Saint Germain?
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
But I don't think that counts. That doesn't count. No. So... We're talking the real deal.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like new research, old research about how this actually does help boost the immune system. And I mean, I feel like it's been good so far. I'm going to stick with it. Make sure I keep taking it.
Yep.
That's for sure.
That's cool. Yeah. I think I needed to get that care of quiz done so I can get some, I'd like to try their supplements too. It seems like an interesting concept.
Yeah.
So.
I've been using them for almost like 2 or 3 weeks now. I still like them.
All right. So we got to our destination. We'll just wrap up part one of the podcast and come back to you guys when we're heading to the airport to kind of put a bookend on our travel episode.
Yes, indeed. We'll talk to you soon.
And we're back. Part two of the On the Road podcast. We are...
On the road.
On the road. As you can hear the waves over there speaking. We are heading to the airport now. We just spent, I guess it was what, four days.
Three full days. Mm-hmm. And then like half a day.
Yeah. So and then two half days of travels. Yeah, two travel days. So... Yep, and we're heading home. We had an awesome trip. Ella got to meet tons of family.
Oh my gosh, so many people in like 3.5 days.
Yes, so.
If she's not overwhelmed, I was like, whoa.
I know, yeah, and she did pretty good, I would
she
have
did
to say.
Super good.
You know, it's it was good. I think she was more comfortable at my parents' house. Because she knew that that was kind of her home base. Then when we took her out to other people's houses, she was a little wary of them. But she did good. And one thing she did, I know we talked about on the past podcast, was she kept, you know, with the solid food trend.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We kept feeding her and giving her some... did we give her any new stuff this time around?
Yeah, we gave her... Well, we gave her a different kind of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave her some, like, puree quinoa... thing like pear and quinoa puree or something like that,
right?
Which was new to her. And we gave her some asparagus.
Yeah, that's right,
that was new to her. So, I mean, I think, like, the flavors, too, were a little different.
Yeah. She, we had, I think we had pizza Friday night or something. She hounded me for a piece of crust.
Oh, yeah, she had pizza crust.
Yeah, she hounded me, literally. Like, she was, like,
just staring
coming out of
down.
Her seat and trying to, like, reach for what I was eating. So, I gave her a little piece of that. So, that's been going well.
And then you had a mild heart attack.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's very, you know, we won't go into too many details, but just watching your child try to eat. Your baby trying to eat is
learning
just a little
those
nervous.
Skills.
Yes,
yeah.
It's very important, and I know it's what we're doing is right, but it's like it's just a little unnerving. So,
yep,
we had that, and that was good. And unfortunately, I think as Shannon, I don't know, Shannon sounds good, but I know she said she's fighting something now.
Yeah. Well, Nick was sick on the way up, the trip up to Maryland, and now Ella has been fighting something for the last couple days, and now I am fighting something for the last day or so. So it's progressed kind of through the family, but both Ella and I don't have full blown yet. Hoping that we can battle through and my immune system can help her immune system get through, because we're still breastfeeding, so that means we still have that advantage of my immune system offering some antibodies to hers, which is just mind-blowingly cool when you think about it.
Yeah, we actually talked about it several podcasts ago about how actually if moms take probiotics, it could transfer to the baby through the breast milk, but we also give her probiotics when she feeds.
Yeah, and like my body recognizes viruses and things in hers, and can actually create antibodies, which is, like I said, that's mind-blowing. That's possible. It's crazy.
Yeah, another one of the many benefits of breastfeeding.
Yep.
Including costs, because we started buying formula lately, and it's not cheap.
Oh, my goodness. Like, my heart goes out to the people who formula feed for those first months, because, I mean, just the cost of diapers is intense. You know, you expect it to be one thing, and then you actually start paying it, and you're like, damn. Like, this is half our grocery bill.
No.
But it's all worth it.
Yep. But we've been, I wouldn't say we've been eating great while we've been away, but, you know, we're on vacation.
The last couple days, Easter really did us in, because there was lots of desserts.
Yeah, the desserts is what
we
the worst
indulged.
I mean, actually, our Easter dinner was pretty good. I mean, lots of good vegetables and proteins.
Yeah,
and
we had pizza one night.
Yeah.
But I don't think we overdid it.
No.
And, I mean, we tried to keep a balance in there. So,
yeah.
I mean, I really think it was the sweets that did us both in as far as being
naughty.
That's
normally how it goes, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like,
thank you,
Waze. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, to be expected. We've talked about, like, during holidays, you know, special kind of annual treats. You don't want to be feeling like you're holding back and you're missing out. If you feel like you're missing out, then there's a chance that you might, you know, go the alternate side. But I think that we basically had dessert like at night.
Yep.
And we sampled everything and that was kind of our deal.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a good, you know, it's interesting to think about, you know, obviously I wouldn't say rewarding yourself, but, you know, eating like a holiday on the holiday. We've always talked about that. And it's kind of a interesting concept is, would you do more harm to yourself by, you know, like trying to abstain or anything like that? I guess it depends on your situation, you know.
Yeah,
if you need
to
abstain for health reasons, then obviously you should.
Yeah, for health
but
reasons.
If you're a healthy person that could afford a piece of dessert or some dessert during the holidays, you know, it might be beneficial, you know, I wouldn't say beneficial, but it could be rewarding more on the emotional kind of state, I would say. We just had to do a power move in traffic, so.
So I definitely agree. Like, health conditions aside, if you've got diabetes or something, dear goodness, stay away from sugar.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're an otherwise healthy person, there's that mindset of, you know, live your life, and you don't have to have a life based off of withholding things, especially if you're taking things in moderation. So if you have a little bit extra sweets a few times a year because of the holidays, I don't think you should feel guilty about that. Like, that may be a topic for another day, but the whole idea of, like, guilty pleasures, like foods being guilty pleasures, I think is a ridiculous concept.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't feel guilty. Like, I mean, I know that a lot of us take a huge chunk of our life to get a relationship with food where we don't feel that food is the enemy, but I think that guilty pleasures is just a terrible, terrible term and a terrible lesson. Like, oh yeah, indulge now. Have this be your guilty pleasure. It's like, no. No. I like cookies. I eat them a few times a year, you know? Like, I eat these certain types of cookies a few times a year, and I'm not going to be feeling bad about that. I am good the rest of the year.
Right. You just got to work hard. You know, be diligent the vast majority of the year about your diet, and especially staying away from refined carbs and processed foods in general. And then, you know, when the time comes, and hopefully you have your health is at the point where you can indulge, you should, because I think there's also a lot of pleasure you get out of not just, you know, the flavor, you know, associated with that, but, you know, not some the pleasure associated with the flavor, but the pleasure of kind of, you know, in, I would say, experiencing new flavors. I mean, it's just like, I feel like food is almost a work of art to a certain extent. Certain
foods can be. It's an exploration. We're learning just via Ella that experimenting and exploring food is like a way of knowing and learning the world. It's how you learn new cultures. It's how you experience and how you attach memories to things. I mean, there's a lot in just taste that is important to the life experience, I think. And if you are a person who really does value that aspect of life, then it's always going to be that way. Like, you trying to deny that basic principle is going to be an uphill battle your whole life.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's why we love going out and checking out new restaurants. Is, you know, it's the type of creation some people can make is pretty amazing. So trying to rob yourself of that. And obviously, I know you can stay within certain boundaries, and, you know, you can not order dessert and not have bread and stuff like that.
Yeah. But there's always balances.
Yeah, exactly. So you can actually go out to dinner. There's some healthy ways to eat out, you know, and that's another kind of topic for another podcast, you know, maybe kind of suggestions on what you should do if you're trying to maintain your healthy eating lifestyle when you go out to dinner and stuff like that.
So, yep.
Because a lot of people, they go out to dinner a lot, whether it's for work or for, you know, just
or it's just their lifestyle. They're not people who cook. They're people that go out.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. So, all right. So we are close. We are quickly approaching the airport. I would say closely approaching the airport. That doesn't make any sense. So we are
getting close to the airport.
Quickly approaching the airport. You know, we have another 2-hour flight home. Maybe I think it's a little longer this way around, 2.5 hours. But we are looking to take Ella. We're not looking. We are excited to take Ella on her second plane ride. So we are. it's getting loud here. So we're going into the city now. So we're gonna shut it down. We're glad you guys joined us for this on the road episode of Addicted to Fitness. I think Shannon will say, please send guys visit our new website.
Yes, visit the website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. And if you haven't already, you know, if you guys could leave us a review in iTunes, that would be amazing, because that's how more people see us. Plus, it gives us really great feedback. And if you want to also drop us a line, say hello, share some feedback via our Facebook page, you can find us on Facebook at Addicted to Fitness Podcast.
Yes. mostly everything is under the Addicted to Fitness podcast. So just we are differentiate ourselves from the other Addicted to Fitness.
Yep. All right. You can also say hi to us on Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter.
I do manage the Twitter account if anybody's ever curious. So sometimes it's on point. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
But we're always watching it, though. Yeah. So if you send us a message, we'll respond.
Yeah, well, after our last FabFitFun unboxing, the FabFitFun people reached out to us.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. And like Shannon said, reviews and comments are always appreciated. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
All right. This is the special On the Road podcast of Addicted to Fitness. And we'll check you next time.
Beep, beep.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out a special On the Road episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are actually coming from you. Coming from you? Let me try that one more time.
What?
There are a lot of outtakes on this episode.